Oh, praise your
Love
holy name.
Talk Radio.
Thank you for everlasting life. Jesus went to Calvary and died that we might have it. We certainly appreciate it. We thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way, and for the activities of our limbs. Some people can't walk. God, look at what you've done for us. Some people can't talk. God, look at what you've done for us. Some people can't even think. God, look at what you've done for us. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We ask for forgiveness for all sins. We thank you for forgiveness for all sins, and we praise you for it. Sins of omission and sins of commission. We just thank you for that forgiveness. God, we thank you for every person on the prayer line this morning. Thank you for blessing them, Lord. Thank you in advance. For every participant, we thank you for how you're going to move in their lives. Thank you for all the miracles that you're bringing on this planet. Thank you for the health, the good health and the good strength. And thank you for everything that you've done in the past and everything that you're doing right now and even for the things that you're going to do. We praise you and give you glory for it. Amen. Look on us today, we pray, God, as we give you praise and give you adoration. Receive it now, Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray. Those who are sick, we thank you for healing them. Those who are down, we thank you in advance for raising them. Those who are out, thank you for bringing them in. Those who are going through tests right now, I thank you for blessing them to pass the test. In the name of Jesus. I want to thank you for that message that you gave me on Sunday, that I've been through too much hell down here in this heaven. God has blessed so many people, and I want to thank you for it. I want to thank you for what you're going to do here this day. We surrender this line to you. In Jesus' name we pray and praise you for it. Thank God. Amen and amen. And God bless y'all. I just want to thank you all for what you've done, for being here. Good to have a company who really know how to praise God, and a company who knows how to pray. Yeah. Let's go to God and praise in just a moment. Good morning to all of you. Are y'all awake? Good morning to you. God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Lord, good morning to you.
Morning,
I know you will never sleep last Sunday. Let's go into praise of the Lord this morning. It's been good to you. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you
for what you're doing.
Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Give you all the praise.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For
blessing this prayer line. Thank you, Lord.
All your
worthy
in the praise, Lord.
Give you the glory. Glory. Give you all the adoration. Glory. Hallelujah. Nobody likes you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord. Nobody likes
you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for the praise that's going up to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen and amen. And praise the Lord to you. God bless all of you on the prayer line. We just thank God for you. You don't know how much I appreciate you. Amen. Coming together with brothers and sisters early in the morning is such a delight. Amen. I know God received that. It just, that's what I'm talking about. It reminded me of when I was a little boy and I used to hear the saints praising God. All of them would praise God together. And oh my God, what a glorious sound. I imagine it's a glorious sound up in heaven too, to hear his people praising him together. For together we stand and divided we fall. Amen. God bless you. I want to get something about the convention today and get some information about it. I want you all to come, inviting you. Amen. Inviting you to come to Kansas City. We're preparing and got a great, great program for you. We'll have one great, great program for you, and we are just preparing for you. Amen. You know, when you've got really great people coming to your house, then you want to have great things for them and preparing for them. So we are preparing for you. So, and those who have praise reports this morning, I want to get some praise reports. I haven't heard them this week too much, and we'll get some prayer requests, and we'll be out. I want you, maybe one or two of you, give me an example of how you recognize the real voice of God. But I know that the enemy tried to persuade you to go another way, but you knew it was God. Amen. All right, let's get information about the convention, and we'll move forward from there. Are you there, Ambassador Hodges? Amen.
Good morning, Chief. I am here.
Good morning to you.
And good morning, all of you. I just want to remind you, all roads leading to Kansas City, Kansas.
A little louder, please.
Thank you. I apologize. All roads leading to Kansas City, Kansas, June 9th through the 12th. Those of you that are planning to come to attend the 2016 First Worldwide Convention, you will fly into MCI Airport. That's in Kansas City, Missouri. Our host hotel this year will be the Hilton Garden Inn in downtown Kansas City, Kansas. The room block is under First Fruit Prayer Line. You will simply dial 913-342-7900 and tell them you would like a room from the First Fruit room block. Our rate this year is $99, that's for both king and queen size rooms or double rooms. So if you want to get a roommate, it's still only going to be $99. Again, that's June 9th through the 12th right here in Kansas City, Kansas. We're looking forward to seeing all of you all. Should you need further information or have questions, feel free to call the office at 816-425-4894. God bless you. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. All right, and don't forget the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. And Master Pfeiffer being our host on Tuesday night. We look forward to that. It's been great. God bless you. I want to just open up the line for anybody. You have the example of how you recognize the real voice of God. Let me just remind you on those principles. First of all, know that there are only two voices, according to Genesis 2 and 9, that can speak to anybody. He gave the tree of knowledge, speaking in symbols in Genesis. And the tree of knowledge of what? There were only two entities given. That is the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil. Only two voices. One voice represents good and one voice represents evil. Amen. Secondly, since you know that there are only two voices, use the 50-50 principle. Amen. And the 50-50 principle, if it's not God speaking to you, it has to be the devil. If there are only two voices that really speak to man, it has to be the evil one, the devil. When you say, well, I heard about legions. He had a thousand, maybe 100,000 voices. Well, they only represented the voice of evil, one voice. All right, God bless you. Then the third thing, if God is speaking, his word will always agree. Often give an example. You hear the devil saying, or you hear a boy saying, oh, you're so lovely. Oh, you're just feeling depressed, aren't you? Amen. Then you know it's the enemy because The Bible says he will never leave you nor forsake you, though I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. So it doesn't agree with the word, so it couldn't be God speaking. All right. The fourth point, ask questions. Yeah. This is one of the things that's so effective. Now, if you want to know whether God is speaking to you, ask why he would say that. If you hear a voice saying you're going to die in 2 minutes, that's why God would say that. But he wants you to live. Came to give life and life abundantly. And the scripture doesn't match it. So just know that God wants you to live. You say, well, he don't know all the things. You don't know all the things I've done. He's able to forgive. And he wants you to live, and he wants you to be used for his kingdom and for his work and for his glory. All right, ask questions. You hear a voice saying, just slap her. You know she doesn't want you to have that position. Amen. You deserve it more than she does. Just slap her out of her seat. Well, why would God say to ask questions? Lord, did you say that? Mm-hmm. That's unusual for you to say something like that. I ain't never heard you say that. You know, ask him. Ask God is real. He'll talk back to you through the spirit realm if you will take time to listen. And then ask him. Ask questions. And he'll answer you. If you hear a voice, they gave you $5 too much change. All right, boom out. And then the Lord trying to bless you. Get out. Well, you didn't know that the person on the register has to make up that. So why would God tell you to make her pay for that? Why would God tell you that? I don't believe he did. I believe the enemy told you, rush on out. They gave you too much. All right. What glory would God get out of that? But when you go back in and say to that young lady, I believe you gave me too much change. And she looks at the register and said, oh, thank you. Oh, my God. God gets the glory. But ask him. Just ask him in these pertinent situations. Some things are so thin lined that you need to ask him. I got ready. I had a beautiful, at that time, a beautiful navigator, a Lincoln navigator. It was so sharp. And they were sitting on the floor for me. And the man had the papers ready and everything. And I got ready to sign them. And the Holy Ghost said, you didn't talk to me. I stopped right there. I said, sir, excuse me. I need to have a few moments. I got to do something, and I'll be right back. I left out and went to the restroom. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't talk to you. Do you want me to get this navigator or not? And the Lord said, not. I said, not? He said, yes, not. I said, okay. Because I was a little discouraged. It was so sharp. I said, sir, I'm sorry. I changed my mind. I can't take it. What? They were angry. But I got in my car and drove off. About 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, I needed a car. And I got a phone call and said, Dr. Johnson, I heard that you needed a car. I said, yes, I do. And they said, well, go down to the Mercedes dealer and tell them I sent you. And I went down there, and there was a beautiful top-of-the-line Mercedes sitting there that they had prepared for me for around the same payment that I would have been paying for the Lincoln Navigator. In other words, God wanted me to have better than what I was trying to get. And you got to learn to listen to the real voice of God, because he has all the money, and he knows where all the blessings are, and he wants you to have better than what you can do for yourself. Amen. Learn to listen. All right. Give me somebody on the line, maybe a couple of you who've had experiences where you ask God what his plans for you were, and you were able to recognize the real voice of God. Lord, it's open you. Anybody? Amen. Give me an example.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Pastor. Praise the Lord. It's a blessing to be here on the prayer line this morning. And I just give God the glory, and I just thank him from the bottom of my heart for sparing my life and bringing me to a new day and giving me the breath to be able to, you know, speak his word. And I recall a time when I was every day is a constant battle in my life. I mean, I try to stay prayed up, and I appreciate all the prayers from all the prayer warriors that are pulling for me. It's just a constant spiritual warfare, it seems like, because there are always obstacles, there are always temptations, there are always, the enemy is always trying to seek and destroy and manipulate and use that witchcraft and do things to trip you up, especially when you want to be a servant of the Lord. And that's what I desire the most. And I'm emotional about God, because what he did for me and what he does for me, he didn't have to sacrifice, I mean, for me, you know what I'm saying, but he did. And I just thank him for that, and I just constantly want to do better. And it just, when I mess up, that the conviction comes over me, and it lets me know that is the voice of God telling you, you know, he wants to bless you with abundance, and he wants to, you know, and he has his mercy endures. He's a kind, gentle, but I have that certain conviction come over me. It's like a father to a child. I don't want a whooping, you know, so I shouldn't be out there messing up, you know. And I just feel that level of in our relationship that I have with the Lord, you know. You know right from wrong, and you know good and bad. And, you know, just to continue to try to walk on that path with the Lord is a beautiful thing. So don't let the enemy trip you up and deceive you and put that negativity in your life, you know, because once you get off the path, it's easy to go astray. But like I said, the Lord is merciful, and he is our, beautiful. You know, He will guide us back to the flock, and if we just ask and repent in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brother Lonnie. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. Somebody else, do you have an example of some time when you had to see which voice was talking to you? Amen. Lonnie, it's open to you. Anybody? Anybody have an example? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Right. Thank you. I know all of y'all have examples. Why would y'all sit there? Come on, you have an example? Open up your heart and speak for the Lord. So many people all overseas waiting to hear this message here. And from you, amen. Who has an example of how you had to recognize the real voice of God? Enemy was trying to talk to you, but you recognize the real voice of God. Anyone?
Thank you.
Let me see if I can pull another example out here in my life. I've had to recognize the real voice Sunday morning. Yeah. Well, actually, even up to Sunday morning, but I spent a lot of time on my messages. And I was trying to, I asked God, Lord, what are you having me to bring this Sunday morning? And the Lord blessed me to bring the message. I've been through too much hell to miss heaven. And, of course, I was referring to hell down here. And I began to, as I began through the message, I had to hear the voice of God to get the right approach to it. I began to tell the people about the life of Jesus. It was Easter Sunday. And look at how much hell down here Jesus had to go through. Being ostracized, being criticized, being wounded, and being bruised, and being set aside, and all the, you know, who were supposed to be for him, even his people, turned against him. that's what we call going through hell on earth. When so many things happened to him, he was pierced in the side. He was, his hands were nailed, his feet were nailed. They dropped the cross low, and that hole ripped his hands, feet, blood running down everywhere. Put a crown of thorns on his head and pressed him on there and made blood run down his face. But whipped him with, some say, a cat of nine tails. Amen. Whipped him and had his
back
beating him to
death.
And then he was mean to him, and he asked for some water, and they gave him hyssop. They gave him vinegar with hyssop. And then one soldier was so mean, he pierced him in the side, but all these were vessels in the sky. But he went through a lot down here. But at the end, when he died, he rose on Sunday morning. And after he had the body changed from the mortal to immortality, he went back to be with his Father. Where? In heaven. Yeah, Jesus went through a lot down here. And he didn't miss heaven. He went back to heaven to be with his Father. But we've been through so much hell here on earth. We just can't afford to miss heaven. You can't go through hell down here and then go to hell. That would be crazy. All right. But I had to ask the Lord, Lord, do you want me to bring this? And the Holy Ghost told me yes. Bring with all your might. The enemy didn't want me to bring it. No. Don't bring it.
Right.
But I heard the voice of the Lord, and the altar was full. And so I had to recognize that that was God's voice speaking. And I believe God's telling me to bring it on here. Amen. And we'll see. Amen. God bless you. Anybody else have an example of how you recognize the real voice of God? Anybody?
Praise the Lord, Ambassador, Chief Ambassador. This is Ambassador Stern. I did share on yesterday, but I can come back on today, tomorrow, every day of my life. I just want to tell you, in my Christian walk and experience in the Lord, there are so often and so many times that I certainly have to know when I hear the real voice of the Lord. One of my favorite scriptures is, "And acknowledge me in all thy ways, and he will direct my path." Now, that's a very great and good scripture, but do we really acknowledge the Lord in all our ways? Amen. So many times when I was in my career of working, amen, praise the Lord, thank God I was saved during that time and learning to hear the voice of the Lord, amen, in your gut spirit. If you would know when it's right and when it's wrong to do something, amen. And oftentimes I would hear the Lord say, "Don't go that way today." Amen. And I wouldn't go that way, and thank God I didn't, because it was a big accident. And I could have been in the accident, a hill from the accident. That's an example of today's experience all by itself. The Lord will tell you, "Don't go that way, and I'm going this way anyway." And when you go that way, you know you heard the still voice of the Lord. Amen. Even in my teachings from the late Apostle R. D. Hinton, I want to share this with us. Often he would have the same thing in his messages and ministering to us and say, "You will hear the small voice of the Lord if you up under leadership." He says sometimes because you don't know the voice of the Lord like he will speak to you every day, it's just through the spirit that you would recognize. He said you would recognize the voice of the Lord by hearing your pastor say things, and you will hear your pastor, amen, through the word of God, amen. And I do that even during the day, Ambassador Johnson. I hear your voice is because I hear it every day. I hear the instructions that the Lord gives to you for you to give to us, and we're not to take that lightly. Amen. I know you're going to come up with the subject about we haven't heard everything or seen everything the Lord has done, and maybe someone haven't heard it in this way that I'm sharing with you this morning, that you will hear Ambassador, our Chief Ambassador's voice, amen, during the day or during the week sometime when he is instructing us about doing things. And even with this subject, amen, it should register in your mind somewhere during the day. If you don't know how to recognize the real voice of the Lord, you're getting instructions on the line. And all of us that have, amen, a pastor, a leader, whatever your administration is calling your leader, whether he be a bishop, an apostle, a pastor, a shepherd, but he still is the shepherd. And as you continue to hear him minister and teach to you, or she, amen, praise the Lord, you will remember, amen, what they're saying. And somewhere during the course of your lifetime, you will hear their voice in your spirit because you recognize the word of God through them ministering to you. And I've raised children and still raising grandchildren and other people's children. And my grandson today tells me all the time, how do you know all of this stuff? You don't go to school with me. And I tell him, the voice of the real voice of the Lord is telling me, son, that don't go that way. These are not the right people for you. That's the real voice of the Lord. Even in our everyday walk of life, the real voice of the Lord will let us know, amen, when we're poisoned, amen, through the wrong company, when people put in things. That's the real voice of the Lord. So many times I've avoided of having operations, amen. Just this year, we're in the almost in the fourth month of the year coming in this month, and they wanted to operate on my foot, and I kept saying, I've already decreed and declare that I'm not getting another operation. After I gave my husband a kidney, I kept telling them, I don't need an operation on my foot. I recognized through the voice of the Lord that they needed, you know, that's what they specialize in operating on you and everything. That's their bread. That's their job and everything. And my job is through hearing the voice of the Lord. And I tell you today, Chief Ambassador into the First Fruit Prayer Line, my foot is healed. I'm wearing heels now. I'm jumping. I'm skipping. I'm walking. I went back on the walk track on yesterday, and I thank God that I heard the real voice of the Lord. I endured the pain until it was over, and now it's over. The same thing with my hip. Amen. I'm not going to let them go in there and take it. If I needed it, that's a different thing, but you got to know the real voice of the Lord. I even hear the Lord saying to somebody or someone or everybody that, amen, make sure you hear the real voice of the Lord when you get ready to get married, when you step out for a relationship, just because they may have money, smell good, and can dine and wine you. Make sure you know from God that this is the man or this is the woman that you're supposed to have a covenant relationship with, because if you don't hear the real voice of the Lord, you're going to mess up your whole life, because something about a soul tied is not easy to get rid of. I hear that in the spirit. And Chief Ambassador, I can really minister off of this, because being able to hear the real voice of the Lord, it will line up with the word of God. Somewhere in there, the word of God will come out and make you to know that this is God. Something, if you got one little ounce thinking that it don't look good, it don't smell good, you know, the old folks would tell us it look like a goose, it smell like a goose, it is a goose. It look like a rat, he smell like a rat, he is a rat. It is the devil. So some of us that are spiritually and have experience, now every time I didn't obey the Lord, but the Lord forgave me. There are times that I did not obey. I did it. I heard the other voice, and I'm going to do it my way. And when I did it my way and asked God to forgive me, something about a loving God, he won't,
yes,
he won't,
yes,
put it all across you and beat you across the head. He'll forgive you, and
yes,
you go on and get up and go on and do what you got to do. So I want to say my experience every day with me being out there, and I can identify,
yes,
with you, Chief Ambassador, ministering the word of God. Sometimes,
yes,
especially if you're a pastor in your own church, you may have planned a message and studied all week long and fasted for it, and you're walking your congregation, and the Lord, it's a whole different setting, and the Spirit say, no, that's not going to work today. That's for another day, and you have to come up and do what thus said the Lord, because if you go the way that you want to go, the enemy tell you, it could be good, but it's not, everything may be lawful, but everything is not expedient. I just want to share that today, because every day I'm dealing with in my spirit, Lord, should I do this? Lord, should I do this? Lord, should I tell this person this time? Or should I allow the Holy Spirit to minister to them through the word? So we have to be so very careful, because it's a good thing to hear the voice of the Lord, and it's even greater when you obey his voice. So God bless you, Chief,
yes,
Ambassador, and I pray that I've said something to everyone that they can gleam on and hear the real voice of the Lord. God bless you is my prayer.
That's great. Great, great, great. Thank you so much. That's Ambassador Stern, number one, and thank God for you. All right. Is there anybody? I know you stirred up somebody. And somebody else out loud. Go ahead. If you can say something on that.
Amen.
Open to you. Anybody else?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Chief Ambassador, can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay. This is Ambassador-elect Darden in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
God bless you.
My experience with that happened a few years ago at an AIM conference, and the speaker had got up like thousands of people in the convention arena, and he got up, he delivered his message, he sat back down, they had taken the offering, and after the offering was just over with, he got up again and said the Lord was speaking to someone and told them, you know, that they wanted something, and if they gave, like, I think it was like $100 or something, I think it was $100, that he would, you know, grant their request. And so I just sat back, frozen things like that. You know, you get 15, 20, 25 people that get up. So I just sat back, and, you know, that night we got back to our hotel, and I went to sleep. I woke up. The Lord woke me up like about 5 o'clock in the morning, just wrestling. And it wasn't really, it was just something that sat on my heart. And about 6, my wife rolled over, and I told her that, you know, the person that the Lord was speaking to, it was me. Because, like, through all that, nobody got up. And she just looked at me, and I told her, I said, write a check for $100. And she just got up out the bed, wrote the check for $100, and she looked at me and smiled and told me, I speak to you like that, she said. You do what do what's instructed, she said, because, number one, I was doing what I was instructed, but I was also, she said, I was hindering her blessing, too. So from then on, we've learned that when the Lord speaks to one of us, the other one just falls in line. So that was one of the times. And just like the Ambassador Stern said, there's quite a few times, but that's one that really sticks out in my mind.
Bless. God bless you. Thank you so much. It's been fun. And I want to hit this tomorrow again. The Lord spoke to my heart and said he's trying to get his people to learn to recognize his voice and follow him. And so I'm coming back just tomorrow. And he said every day, I want you to get some examples of people who have heard my voice and walked away from the devil's voice. Amen. I'll hit this tomorrow. I'll get your example ready and give it tomorrow. I think if I have time, I want to tell y'all about how I've recognized the real voice of God. And it looked like it wasn't his voice at first, but it turned out to be his voice for sure. Amen. Amen. I said again. When I followed that voice, it didn't look like it was the voice of God at first. It didn't even look that way. But in the end, it turned out to be the real voice of God. Because of the outcome of the situation. I could tell. What I call the proof is in the pudding. Amen. And I'm going to tell you about it tomorrow. God bless you. All right. Anybody got a burning testimony about what the Lord did for you? You got a praise report similar to what we just did. But make it a praise report. Amen. What God did for you. Anybody?
I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. On yesterday, I came home from work, and I sat in the house for a little while. My auntie, she had went to dialysis, and she wasn't doing too well at dialysis. They had to do a minor surgery on her because her dialysis wasn't taken. But I kept sitting here in the house, and my head started hurting. And I just sat here, wondering, Lord, why is my head hurting? So the Spirit led me in the kitchen to the stove. And I went in the kitchen, and one of the owls was on high. And I truly thank the Lord for that, because it ain't no telling what could have happened in this house with us in this house. And I'm asking the saints to keep me and my children and my aunties in your prayers, my sister and her baby. She's going to be moving out pretty soon. And I just thank the Lord for that he led me to that stove and the owl was on. Because, you know, when the owl is on like that and you see all that gas, it can harm you. So I thank the Lord for that, and I'm asking you just to keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Thank you. You heard the real voice of God, all right.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this. Listen, Lucille, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I hear you. Thank you, Jesus.
Right. Now, you used to smoke, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Now, the real voice of God had you get off that smoking, maybe. I see perhaps to save your life, because suppose you had gone in there and you didn't hear the real voice of God, the devil was telling you, well, go in there and get your match. And you were right by the stove and all right, light your cigarette. Where you think you would be today?
I know, Faith.
So thank God. Yeah, not only one time did you follow it, but you've been following it many times. God saved your life just by learning to follow the real voice of God. God bless you. I need to get some prayer requests today. Amen. Before I move, is there anybody else who wants to say something? The line is open to you.
All
right. Let me move to my prayer request. Can't wait on you, but I'll open the line. All right.
Ambassador Johnson, excuse me. There were a couple of mothers that were on the line yesterday through Ambassador Lacey that I don't know if they're on the line today that you mentioned you would call them on today.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right. Are you there, Mother Franklin and Elder Davis? Are you there? All right. God bless you. All right. Let's get our prayer requests, please. If you have prayer requests, we certainly want to hear those and try to get you a miracle from the Lord. Amen. The line is open to you. All right. Thank God. No prayer request today, I guess.
Pastor Johnson, this is Brother Monty. coming from Kansas City. Blessings to all and everyone at Amazing Grace International. I just had a prayer request for the Lord to everyone, please continue to pray for me, that the Lord continue to strengthen me in His word as I try to begin to do His will every day. I just pray my strength in the Lord that I will be able to hear His voice and be able to recognize the my calling and just to do His will every day. I just thank Him for what He does for me. And I just pray my strength in the Lord that I can continue to do His will.
All right, Brother Lonnie, I want you to tell them what happened Sunday. Amen.
Oh, we had an amazing time at Amazing Grace. It was a beautiful service. The Spirit was moving, and the Lord was blessing, and it was just a beautiful time at church on Sunday. And the Lord called me. Sir?
Tell me what you did.
Well, the Lord called me to be into the ministry, and I accepted the calling to start my ministry. And Pastor anointed me, and I was, you know, it's just gonna be. I'm happy right now. I'm so elated. I'm smiling from ear to ear.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I had the opportunity to serve the Lord and to. You know, that is, you know,
oh,
I'm just overwhelmed right now. But, yeah,
praise
that's.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Hallelujah.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus. And I want
yes,
to say to you
praise
all,
God.
I want to say to you all who missed that, you got to put yourself in some mother's place who's been praying for her son to get saved for 10, 20, 30 years. And finally, he gets saved, and not only that, he accepts his calling in the ministry.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That mother would be praising God.
That's
and
right.
It could be your son. So let's learn. Lord, thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
The blood of Jesus is over him.
Thank you, man of God.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Yeah, glory to God. Touch him even now, even the more, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. I want to get another prayer request. Amen. You have
Amen.
The line's open.
This is like Peterson. I got a couple prayer requests. Crystal Pepper, young lady named Hazel, she had cancer. And another young lady named Patricia, she needs knee surgery really bad. And her insurance will only pay $3,000 before she can get me. The surgeon, she has insurance, but insurance will pay $3,000. So I requested prayer for them.
My Lord, is this Ambassador-elect Peterson?
Yes, it is.
My God, you are growing, growing. Now you're not even asking for prayer for you today, and it would be all right if you were, or any time this week you want to pray. But I'm just saying, you came, and I know you've asked for prayer for other people before, but today is just totally for other people. Hazel, Canton, and Patricia, that knee surgery. I'm so proud of you, Ambassador-elect.